New Country Z100. Good morning. Hey, Kent, the Country Morning Show here with you this morning at 8:20. Very excited about all the events going on at the DuCoin State Fair, of course. And one of those is coming up on Sunday, September the 4th. Not this Sunday, but the next. I've got Josh Paddock in here with Special Olympics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Buddy, I'm all right. You've been up early this morning doing the TV thing.
I've been up since 2:30 today.
Welcome to my world a little bit, brother. Hey, tell me what's going on September the 4th out there at the DuCoin State Fair.
Well, we have what we call our Duck Derby Dash, and that's where we're going to drop 10,000 rubber ducks into the water, and they're going to race.
Yeah.
And people can adopt a duck for $5 and win one of three great prizes.
That sounds good.
First prize is 2 tickets to Mexico, 3 days, 3 nights, all inclusive.
Yeah. All right.
Second prize is $2,000 cash.
Okay.
And then third prize is 2 tickets and 2 pit passes to a NASCAR race up in Joliet at Chicagoland Speedway.
This is awesome. For $5, how do I get a duck?
You can go to www.duckrace.com/DuCoin. Okay. Or you can email me at jpaddock, J-P-A-D-D-O-C-K, at soill.org.
Okay, I'm going to have all that on our Facebook and stuff like that so folks can share that information. But duckrace.com/DuCoin, you can go there too, and we'll link it on up to our Facebook. But what a great deal right there, and proceeds benefiting Special Olympics.
Yeah, all the money stays here in Southern Illinois.
Okay, I love these duck races. They're a lot of fun, and for $5, why not get a duck? We could probably buy like a huge, we could buy 10 of them, couldn't we, if we wanted to?
Well, I tell people the odds of winning the lottery are 1 in 200 million. The odds of winning this are 1 out of 10,000, so.
Looky there.
Not too bad.
Yeah, come on down, get it here before September the 4th. Will they be able to do it on that Sunday, September the 4th?
Yeah, we'll have duck sales going up to right about an hour before the race.
Okay, now you want to make sure there's no pre-race tinkering like they do in NASCAR. Ducks have to have inspections, because I could see somebody out here putting on like a 2-stroke motor on one of these ducks. You know, a little bitty thing. But we don't have any of that going on.
I guess this is what you call restrictor plate duck racing.
Yeah, they're all the same ducks. They all have the same chance of getting in there. But they start like one side and the wind kind of blows them on over, right?
Well, we don't use the wind. We have industrial pumps that we put in the water that creates a current.
No kidding.
Yep.
I always wondered how that happened. That's cool. All right, so check it out. The Duck Derby Dash is coming September the 4th to the DuCoin State Fair. And then now I know for a fact you've got, is it an event tonight at the park?
Yeah, we're going to be at Rent One Park tonight. We're doing a Special Olympics night in conjunction with the National Federation of Professional Bull Riders.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool cross promotion we got going on.
That's
going
to be fun.
They do their national finals in October at the SI Center at the State Fair. They do a lot for our athletes for Special Olympics, so we really like working with them. It's definitely a unique partnership, but it's a lot of fun for both sides. And our athletes love the Cowboys, and the Cowboys love them.
Yes, it is a cool thing. I tell you what, it's a family. The bull riding world, believe it or not, Josh Paddock, I've actually ridden a bull one time in my life.
Just once.
It was November 17th of the year 2000, and one time was enough for me. Like some people, they get addicted to it, and then they go over and over and over again. For this guy, I was off of there in about 2 seconds. I just said, to heck with this, and that thing just shot me off in the air, and I ran out of there. But these guys are the professionals, so you can see them tonight there at the ballpark, at Rent One Park. And then I also saw something, I think it was on my friend Kevin Huntsberger from Channel 3, his Facebook or something. It was like, you guys have professional athletes here with Special Olympics, lifting weights and stuff like that. Who was that guy?
His name's John Henley.
Okay, and what does John do?
Well, John does 9 different sports for Special Olympics. He's busy all year round.
Oh my gosh.
But powerlifting, that's his main deal. And as you saw this morning on TV, he's the real deal. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not joking around. He is training. He's drinking protein shakes, I would imagine.
I know his squat and deadlift are both, I think, close to 300 pounds, if not over.
Wow. That's awesome. If you guys want to help out, get out to Rent One Park tonight, but then definitely go to duckrace.com/DuCoin. For $5, get a duck. Why not go ahead and get 100 of them? Like, get everybody in there at work and say, yeah, we're going to win this thing, and then we'll figure out who's going to go to Mexico in an all-inclusive deal. Or $2,000 cash. And then the other prize, NASCAR deal.
Yeah.
I love this, man. This is going to be fun. September the 4th, it's happening. The Duck Derby Dash. up at the DuQuoin State Fair to benefit Special Olympics. And now, is this like Special Olympics all over the country or here in Illinois? Or
This is actually here in Southern Illinois.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So our area is Area 15. It's the 10 southwesternmost counties in the state.
I got you.
So all the money we raise at the Duck Derby stays in those 10 counties for all of our athletes.
1 year I was able to go to Special Olympics and do a broadcast out there. Really, I could see why, honest to goodness, I could see why Garth Brooks chose standing outside the fire, you know, mm-hmm. and made that video. Mm-hmm. It is really one of the most amazing sights you'll see. And so really glad to help out here with the Duck Derby Dash, September the 4th up in DuQuoin. And tonight, of course, at Rent One Park, get your ducks. Josh, thanks for letting us know about it, brother.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
Man, I appreciate it. It's 8:26. Maybe John Henley can show me some techniques because you can see I need to work on my form a little bit right here.
You got a great body for radio.
Yes, I got the face for radio too, man. Good morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show here today. We're having a great time. I hope you are too this morning as we get rolling. It's 8:26 with the Road Construction Report. Good morning, Todd. The Road Construction